Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word. And I am joined back with my vacationing, gallivanting, illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. So if y'all want to holla at us, 100's back. Y'all want to holla at us, tell them where they can holla at us at.
Well, of course, they can get at us on Yahoo. They can hit us up on the web. smoothdrama.com. If they're in touch with me personally, they can hit me up on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out, or they can email me so we can get all up close and personal, Miss 100% at yahoo.com.
All right. And if you want to call in and talk to Miss 100%, number is 646-929-2037. Don't worry about me. I won't get offended. I'll just sit back and listen to y'all intimate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
No biggie.
Got a little bit of warrior in you, don't you? Oh, my bad.
Anyway, we definitely got a good show for you tonight. We of course giving out special helmets tonight. It's a lot of special helmets we're gonna be giving out. And sometime one of these days, I'm gonna design a special helmet. We just gonna just start grabbing pictures and putting special helmets on people, because it just needs to happen. First special helmet goes to my homies over at the BK, not you know the UK. BK. Burger King, who've come out with that new dessert that's killing them. They have the bacon sundae. Because that bacon burger that they just came out with last year, it ain't enough.
Yeah. Now you can get a heart attack with your ice cream sundae. So.
Yeah, it's chocolate fudge, caramel, and bacon topped with extra bacon crumbles.
Wow.
Because, you know, you can.
And they thought this was a smart idea because.
People love bacon. Look here. if they didn't think that there wasn't somebody that was thinking, man, you should put some bacon on that, they wouldn't have done it, right?
Now, you know, that's a day of shame when. You so fat that everything you eat has to involve bacon in some kind of way. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I would eat some cotton candy, but they don't have no bacon.
It's just crazy. Like, can you wrap my blood pressure pill in a side of bacon, please?
That's what I'm looking. I'm waiting to see that medicine that got the bacon wrap on it.
Wow.
With that extra vegetarian, the organic bacon. Not to be confused with that other garbage that they're giving you in the grocery stores. We got organic bacon here. What?
Wow.
Yeah, a good old fashioned organic heart attack.
That'll mean a lot more businesses for heart surgeons. Like, yeah, just wheel them on in. Mm-hmm. And we got a special discount on triple bypasses.
Triple bypass.
Trade it.
Yeah. Speaking of man, I like talking about stuff that goes on overseas, because they're funny. There's a council over in Sweden where 100, they're asking, well, they're not asking, they're actually saying that men shouldn't be able to stand while using the restroom. They should have to sit down.
Really?
Really.
What is the whole... what is the whole, and I'm using this term lightly, the thinking behind that, because it doesn't really seem like they thought about it, but I'm saying they had to give it just a little bit of thought. It was a passing thought. They say, yeah, sounds like a good idea. But what the hell? I don't get that. Like, what?
No.
Peeing standing up? I mean, you got to pee sit down, pee sitting down. What does it, how is that going to make any difference?
Well, what they're saying is that seated urination is more hygienic, and it decreases the likelihood of the puddles and what they call unwanted residue forming in the stall. You know how kids shake it off and, you know, shaking off.
Yeah, but I always thought about that. Like, I know... not all guys pee on the seat or pee on the side of the toilet, but I've always thought, how, when y'all shake it, where is that pee going? Because it's not going in the toilet.
Shake it.
So
we... Come on, shake it. What's up, dog?
I mean, if you shake it, it's going everywhere, isn't it?
Technically, depending on who's doing the shaking.
I
never understood the people. I'm like, what? Y'all missed the whole toilet? Because, you know, men's bathroom, you do not fall in the men's bathroom. If you fall in the men's bathroom, it's time to go home. You know, whatever.
And get in a hot bath.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you on a date and you fall in the men's bathroom, just leave her. It's better for you. You can just make up courtesy.
Wow.
Hey, if you come back from the men's bathroom and you've fallen, she's not going to want to see you again anyway. So.
Oh, my God. Is the men's bathroom that disgusting?
Hey, I'll tell you this. In seventh grade, I got into a what you would call an altercation. And me and this dude, Charlie, was rolling around in the boys' bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I caught
the school, the city bus. So, you know, there's nothing like sitting by myself in the back because I smell like piss.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is so horrible.
So, yeah, they have a point. It's just... You know, some of these unhygienic shakers, you know, we just need to teach these guys proper shakage.
Wow. Okay, that's a good one. I like that. Proper shakage.
Yeah, we gonna have Miss 100% direct the videos.
No. I wanna teach. Now, this is how you do it. No. Like this. No, like this. I would love it.
Yeah, I know you would.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm back. And, yeah, I'm on one.
Yeah, so for all y'all out there, if you want to be in the instructional documentary, shake it. Hit up Miss 100%.
Yeah.
Casting calls all summer.
Yes, proper shakage. Coming to a city near you.
Anyway, speaking of people who need to be shook, though, you know, Chris Brown and Drake, I guess they entourages whatnot and got into a little, what you want to call, a little tussle. In nightclub, and I guess it's allegedly over Rihanna. I don't get it.
Over Rihanna?
Rihanna, allegedly.
Oh. Well, I mean, they want that cake. That's what, ain't that what she said? They want that cake. Which she ain't got none because she's a size zero. She's complaining because she's a size zero. said she lost too much weight, but I'm thinking, like, hasn't she always been a size zero? I've never known her to be above a size zero. She's always been that skinny, but, you know, that's what guys want. So, you know, makes sense that they would, you know, have a knockdown drag out over her.
Really?
I'm guessing. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just making up stuff as it go along.
Yeah, so I'm like, if she's and one, if you're Drake and you're Chris Brown, yo, don't you have the pick of the litter anyway?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, especially Chris Breezy now. You know what I'm saying? It ain't. I mean, Drake, you know, he's kind of a bitch. I'm sorry, but I just don't. Anyway, I'm not even going to go over that one. But, I mean, Chris Brown, yeah, he probably can get it.
Okay, well, I hear you. And I'm saying that even Drake, it don't matter whether he's a bitch or not. He showed up in the club.
Right, right.
The club, go switch into groupie mode.
Right, right.
So...
Yeah,
I don't
think it would be too many people that would tell Drake no. So.
Right, that's my point. So I'm not getting the whole, why are you fighting over an industry chick?
Right.
No,
I don't know.
I don't get it. It's like, really?
Maybe it's just something we don't know about Miss Rihanna. Good girl gone bad thing. Maybe she really is a bad girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whether she's a bad girl or not, when you have the option of thousands, you gonna fight.
Right.
You know, I don't get it. Maybe it's just me. I don't understand the whole you gonna fight over her, really. You know, if you go,
I don't know. Maybe she's a beautiful soul. Maybe she's. You know, maybe we see one side of Rihanna as fans or people that hear her music, but then maybe there's a whole nother side. Maybe she's a good woman, and we all know good women are really, really hard to find, just like good men are hard to find. And maybe they both feel like they love her or something. I don't know. I'm just, you know, throwing out some stuff.
What
you know, maybe the people listening can give us, you know, a heads up as to what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Maybe they got some ideas of their own.
Yeah, I'm not feeling
that.
I'm not feeling that at all. I'm like, if you're going to fight, you should be like the couple in Mesa, Arizona, who was doing that Cosmopolitan quiz.
Oh, God. They should have got somebody else in trouble. Don't tell me.
Yeah, I guess they were sitting down and they were going over Cosmo quiz and they start arguing over something, and I guess he threw two kitchen knives across the floor and told her to stab me.
He gutted his ass, huh?
Yeah, and of course they had been drinking.
But he gave her the knife and told her to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's like, well, if you bad, stab me. Which...
You know, like, knock the piece of paper off the shoulder. Yeah, you really want to fight? Come on, you bad. Knock this piece of paper off my shoulder. Remember that when you were a kid?
Yeah, see, that one is cool. See, knock that off my shoulder. I mean, you can take about 8 million of the knockoffs of the shoulder. You know, the only thing that you might get a back cramp from picking it up and putting it back on your shoulder. That's it. That's cardio. But other than that, no. I'm not gonna slide the knives across. Yeah, stab me. Go ahead.
Over a quick. And you know, okay. So here's the thing, real quick. You know, I have all these crazy lawsuits. They're suing everybody because of their own actions, and they win. I wonder if Cosmopolitan over this, like, because Cosmopolitan has been starting fights in marriages and relationships for years. So why don't they sue Cosmopolitan and say, you know, you called me to stab my man because of the quiz. It made me so enraged because of the answer that I just flipped out.
Really?
What about that? I mean, they suing people for other stupid stuff and getting it off, so why not this one? Hot coffee? I mean, who the fuck drinks cold coffee? Well, you know, iced coffee, but who the fuck don't know that coffee from McDonald's is hot and you win a lawsuit? So, I'm just saying.
All right.
This is hot.
Well, I don't know what else to say. I guess on that note, we're going to go on break. And, it's a little brother. Watch me. Oh, before I go, dedicated to the fathers out there, good and bad.
Thank you.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, well, smooth drama with your the N word. And that was Little Brother, Watch Me.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't hear that due to technical difficulties, that was Little Brother, Watch Me. Sorry about that. I love that song. Love that album, actually. The Minstrel Show. There's nothing like The Minstrel Show. Seems like we see it every day nowadays. No biggie. People don't even know they're playing in The Minstrel Show. That's what's funny about it. And speaking of The Minstrel Show, since everybody who was down with that whole Minstrel Show blackface stuff, hope to send a middle finger your way. I think we have lost Miss 100% here. So, hopefully we'll get her back here in a second. Anyway, right now it's time for that time of the week that I love. We talk about the hater of the week. And this would be people, insurance companies in general, who just hate on folks. I don't understand it and never will. But we have Anthem, BCBS, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, who, a two-year-old. Oh. Welcome back, Miss 100%.
I'm back. Please, yeah. Don't fear, Miss 100% is here.
Right. Well, you came back just in time. We were talking about the hater of the week, which is Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, who, according to their computers, decided that a two-year-old in New Jersey who has cerebral palsy and can't walk or even sit up without support should try a cane rather than them giving the cash out for a wheelchair.
Wow, really?
Yeah, the boy's parents have to carry him around the house or wherever they go. When he grew heavier, doctors prescribed a specialized wheelchair at the cost of around $5,000. And, you know, that's what their health insurance was supposed to cover. But Blue Shield said, you know what? Walking stick only costs like $10-15.
How the fuck is he supposed to use a walking stick and he can't walk, assholes? Does that make sense?
It kind of does, but that's why they are haters. See, because I'm going to guess that one of the people who decided no can really walk.
And you know what? I hope that that person is stricken with maybe, I'll say, 30 days of not being able to walk so that the person that makes the decision, so that they'll understand what it's like not to be able to use your limbs. Something that people take for granted every day, the fact that they can just sit up in the bed, jump out the bed, run a marathon, you know, little stuff like that. They take stuff like that for granted. I just want this one person, the decision maker, putting it out there in the universe. Everybody agree with me, agree. Mm-hmm. And for 30 days or until he realizes what this child is going through, and then he can reverse his decision.
Yeah. I'm thinking that the decision maker would probably have the ability to get a wheelchair. Cause that's
I'm
how
sure.
Yeah. He'll get one. Him or her.
Yeah. But he would hate being in that wheelchair, and that's my point. It's like, okay, he gets a wheelchair, but what about the kid that you told can't have a wheelchair and he can't walk? Well, just use a walking stick. You'll be all right. Really?
Really?
Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah, well, you know, that's the whole, what I call mind fucking that they do right now.
Yeah.
They say stupid stuff like, oh yeah, use a walking stick. Yeah. two-year-old learning how to walk with a walking stick.
Doesn't really seem like it makes a whole lot of sense, but then again, you know, this is a special helmet episode, of course.
That's what it is.
So I these people for
Big shout out to the people, the decision makers over at Blue Anthem Blue Shield. There's no helmet that's big enough for you guys. Dark Helmet is ashamed of you. He's mad because you broke his helmet.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of helmets, special helmets being passed over. You know, I saw this article where they were talking about child poverty is down in the UK while household income drops. And it made me ask the question, 100. If mama and daddy are making less money in the house, does that mean that they're giving all their money to the children, and so the children are prospering and the parents are going down? I mean, if child poverty is going down, but the household income is going down, is there some bizarro logic that we missing?
I think so. I think that's the impoverished. You know, the reason why the parents can't pay the bills is because, you know, the kids are living it up. So, you know, the parents go to work, make the money, and then they hand the paycheck over to the child so that the statistics can look correct, you know, here. So the government can't say that you are a child living in poverty. Here's my paycheck.
Right.
I mean, so maybe that's what it is. I don't know, other than this is just plain utter bullshit.
Like, you know what? You're going to live fat. Go out there and make it rain. I give you permission to go to the strip club and make it rain.
Oh my God.
So
yeah,
I guess in the UK there's like strip clubs with 10-year-olds all over the place. Just
yeah, look, we're not part of the conversation. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because I was just stuck on the fact that they said, okay, because I kept reading it over and over again. Like, okay, child poverty is down and household income drops. Every time I look at those two together, they don't make sense.
Maybe what happened is the numbers for child poverty is so bad that it has, like, you know, odometer on a car can flip over. Maybe that's what happened to the numbers for child poverty, and they don't realize that they're looking at twice the amount. They're thinking, oh, it's lower. No, it just flipped over because it's so fucking high. That's all that is.
Maybe either that or they don't count poor people no more.
When have they ever counted poor? When have they ever? Come on, when have they ever gave a shit about poor people anywhere?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe they just, like, decided, you know what? We just not going to count them. Not this week. Next week, after the study's over with, then we'll count them. Or it's just like, they doing the 1-for-4 deal. Like, we going to count 25% of the people. And that'd be what it is.
Okay. Because they didn't say people that are homeless or living on the street, living in shelters, blah, 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 they can only count you if you have a residence. So maybe that's why it's down, because most of the people that were impoverished or, you know, just living way below the income, they still had a residence at that time, but now they don't. So, are we not going to worry about the people that's living on the streets. We're just going to worry about the poor people that still have a place to live right now. So that's why the number is so low.
Well, if we apply that knowledge, that kind of logic, wouldn't that be like you just don't count the people that are outside?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just don't, they're not counting. Yeah, I mean, it has to be something to it.
Yeah, if you outside, you don't count. Anyway,
right.
Speaking of what doesn't count, you know, I've been a conspiracy theorist for the majority of my grown life, and you know we've talked about this before on the show. We talked about how I believe the government, society on the whole, they want us to be dumber. So everything they do is to attack the teachers and the educators. You know, the whole, yes, we need to break the teachers' unions because, hey, you know what? They're too powerful and they have inadequate teachers. I thought to myself, well, okay. Yeah, I get it. There are some teachers who don't belong in the teaching profession. But at the same time, there are a lot who actually do, who actually contribute. So for me to hear that they're attacking teachers, and you know, it fits my conspiracy theory 100. Where you talk about, you have teachers who, I mean, a lot of teachers getting laid off, and they're, of course, saying, well, it's the budget cuts, whatnot. I mean, talking about 33,500 teaching jobs just was lost worldwide. Well, nationwide. I won't say worldwide, because I don't think a lot of places in the world, they don't even care about kids as far as teaching goes. But, you know, they just fired a sixth grade teacher, Michelle Apperson, who is this year's teacher of the year.
I have a theory about that myself.
Tell me your theory.
Okay, here's my theory. I'm not as good as you, but I've been practicing. I've been trying to sharpen my mind. Okay, being somebody who has worked in the education system myself, I see a lot of things. And I know how the pay system works. And everybody are like, oh, salary, they're on salary, they're on salary. But what they don't understand is that, yes, they're on salary, but there are also bonuses and there are also.
Well, hold on, 100. We have a caller.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes.
Caller?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What are you guys talking about?
We were talking about the teacher of the year being fired. And 100 was breaking down her theory for why this is.
What? You crazy.
Okay.
You are crazy.
All right.
I don't understand.
Do you have a question or a comment, caller?
Yes.
All right.
I don't agree with you. I don't agree with either of you.
Okay. So what's your opinion?
I think you should let someone learn on their own. I didn't hear that. I didn't catch that.
Well, she said
you should let someone learn
on their own.
Yeah.
So basically, we should just let a baby just fend for themselves.
No, don't try to switch your mind.
No, I'm not trying to switch up your word. You said
he asked if that's what you were saying. He asked you a question, and you said you don't agree with us. We haven't said anything yet.
Are you still trying to switch up my words?
No,
he's not. He hasn't said it. You said you don't agree with us.
Well,
we haven't even said anything yet.
Well,
so how do you not agree with us and we haven't even said anything yet?
Well, let's go here. I say that the education system is designed to make us stupid. You say you disagree with that.
I do, but it is. It is designed to make us stupid.
Okay.
But
so, what would you
say? They need to learn on their own.
Okay. From who, though?
From their own.
Their own what?
Their own instinct.
Their own instinct. Okay. All right.
By nature. Nature teaches us all.
Yeah, that might work for mountain lions. But
so you trying to switch up my words? What?
No, I'm not trying to switch up your words. I'm trying to get your logic calling. Okay.
Why are you doing this?
I'm just curious. You know, we talking about mountain lions and humans.
You're the one who's
instinct. Well, you said you should learn off instinct, and normally animals learn off instinct.
Did I say anything about mountain lions? Seriously.
No. Well, I mean, if we have a human that is learning off instinct from no teacher, just instinctually. Okay.
You're
all
not
right.
Listening to my words.
I heard every word you said. I promise you.
Okay, I will agree with you because once we learn, we will never.
Okay. All right, well, caller, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. That was interesting philosophy.
Are we good to go?
Learn off instinct.
Okay. So as I was saying.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Working in the school system, yes, teachers get paid a salary, but they are also bonuses and promotions and things like that that are attached to the salary. And if you have a teacher that is a teacher of the year, so to speak, something like that, a really good teacher, that person is moving up in the ranks and making more money. So therefore, when budget cuts come, they do not cut the people that are making lower salaries because they don't want to spend out that much money, so they cut the people that are making the most money first. It has nothing to do with if you're a good teacher and whether or not they're good for the students, they're good for the educational system. What we're looking at, what we're talking about, is just money, period, and point blank.
All right. Well,
so that was what I was trying to say.
Right, and I hear that, and what I ask in the question is, okay, if we're cutting straight off of the money and we don't look at the educational benefits that the teacher provides in being an adequate teacher, it kind of defeats the purpose of an education system in the first place. You don't get to stay on the job because you're a great teacher. You only get to stay on the job because, hey, we have budget cuts and this is all that's left. Because normally when they cut people as far as making money goes, that only works when it comes to people who actually help people. When
right.
you go to the corporate world, that never happens.
Right. Well, and then you got to look at this, too. The way that they look at children is those who want to learn will, those who don't won't. So it kind of gives them, you know, the leeway to say, you know, we can give them the bare minimum, and if they want to learn, they'll get it for themselves. Almost, I'm not twisting her words. I don't want her to think I'm twisting her words, but almost like the caller was saying, kids learn off of instinct. Kids can teach us. Like, if you really want to learn multiplication, you're going to figure it out. If you don't, you won't. And it's some truth to that, but then the rest of it to me is just bullshit. So.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. And I guess on that note, first, caller, thank you for calling. you did add something, even though the instinctual, I think the kids 100 though, they don't look at kids as you learn or you don't. I look at it as cheap labor. And
yeah, that's true. That's true.
As our next song will say, by the lynch mob, you get lost in the system.
Mob. Woke up Friday morning feeling damn good. Took a shower, got dressed, and rode out to the neighborhood. Had no idea what I was in for, so I pulled over. I bought a 40 at the liquor store. Popped the top, the liquor started drinking, and all of a sudden I start thinking, damn Jay-Z, what is you rolling down for? I forgot I had you on. Yeah, but like a fool, I kept driving until I ran a red light and heard a motherfucking siren. One time for my black hat over, put my hands behind my back, and it was over.
Drama with the N-word. I am Miss 100%, and that was the lynch mob lost in the system.
And that's what happens to these kids every time. But we're going to change that one of these days, right? In the meanwhile, huh?
I said one of these days, hopefully.
Yeah. In the meanwhile, we're gonna talk about those people we love to hate and hate to love. Our dumbasses of the week. All right. And the dumbass of the week, I guess this is also, it can go when reality should have stayed fantasy.
Oh, yes, definitely for mine.
Yeah. Robert Young and Mark Robinson. These, not to be confused with Robinson, his name is Robinson.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah,
I know. These dudes, I don't know if you remember a movie, The Weekend at Bernie's, where a couple guys, they was going out, they was hanging out with their dead friend, Bernie.
With that dead-ass body, yes, the dumbest movie ever made, yes.
Yeah, well, they made like 2 or 3 of them, but I'm digressing here. These dudes was driving around with homie and using his ATM card to withdraw money and going into the strip club.
With a dead body?
Yeah.
What about Rick and Morty?
They went out for one last night of fun with him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it was on him, huh? Because they used his money.
Oh, but what makes them dumbasses is they said when they went out, they did not know that he was dead.
Oh, okay. So
they thought he was just drunk.
Bring him around.
They just thought he was just drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What about the smell? What about he was starting to get stiff? They didn't think about that. Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm thinking because they thought he was drunk, you know, I guess he was a stinky drunk.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That one is where reality should be fantasy, definitely.
Yes.
My person is Christopher Bakanauskas. Christopher Bakanauskas is a 40-year-old suspect that was held by police in police custody in a Kentucky jail. He tried to break free from authorities but when he broke free from his cell at the Jefferson County Courthouse. He ran into a courtroom packed full of police officers. And even after running into a courtroom packed full of police officers, he still proceeded to jump over tables and chairs and things like that to try to get away. And it took none other than a lawyer to take him down. So he is my dumbass of the week. He's the only person in history who got taken down by a lawyer. I don't understand that. But some people say, a blogger said, that the only reason why the lawyer was jumping on him was to stick his business card in his pocket. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he can hang out with these two guys and he can be their third friend that's not dead.
Yeah.
He's very much alive.
Can you imagine his surprise when he broke out, went into the courtroom? Like, he must have shit all over himself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't really want to see that. But they can all hang out with Floyd Mayweather Jr., who made a request saying, can I serve out the remainder of my sentence under house arrest? He's saying that, you know, I'm not being treated fairly.
Oh, he's not having a good time in prison. Poor Floyd.
The facilities were not able to accommodate his celebrity status, and he wasn't getting enough food, water, or exercise.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
He's
like, homie, you was beating up the mother of your children.
You're lucky. I thought they said that he beat up a person in a barroom brawl, and that's why he was in prison.
No,
was he beating up the mother of his children? He ought to stay in there.
This is domestic battery charges.
Oh, yeah.
He was able to delay his jail term in order to pay the Las Vegas people and fight Miguel Cotto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so he got out of that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Yeah, he would have been in earlier, but, you know, they paid some people off, and he got to delay it, and Vegas got their money because he brings money to Vegas. So,
right. Not this one.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess he thought he was Charlie Sheen.
Wow. You know what? We best not get on Charlie Sheen because, oh, my goodness, I got some stuff to say about him, but we can do a whole show on him.
Yeah, we ain't talking to Charlie Sheen. I'm just saying the fact that Floyd Mayweather's like, oh, you should let me go back to my $1 million hotel. It's like, homie, you ain't Charlie Sheen. They're going to lock you up.
Like, look at here, boy. Stick out your arm and look at it. You see that pigmentation?
Uh-huh. I mean, well,
like, ass down and eat that cream of wheat.
But you know what? I don't even want to focus on the racism. I mean, once again, he did that punk shit and was whooping up on this woman.
Right. Exactly.
Woman. Why? You know, so for me,
make him feel like a man.
Enjoy jail. I hope that it's as unaccommodating of your celebrity status as it can be.
Right. You deserve it, asshole.
Yeah, appreciate your freedom, homie, and stop making stupid decisions. Cause what you doing is not making sense at all. And for me to even have to dignify anything that he's saying makes no sense.
Right.
At all. Can I be on house arrest? That's not arrest. If you have a mansion.
Right, it's not teaching you anything. It's not, you know, the purpose of jail is to teach your ass something, so hopefully you won't make the same mistake and have to go back. Now, if we put you in your $1 million home, you will say, hell, I can have women all day long if I can just keep getting the house.
Yeah, I know. He got it made. But you know, going to another subject on another realm of more important, there's supposedly a leaked document that's part of that came from the Citizens Trade campaign, where they're saying that the president is giving political powers to multinational corporations. Through trade.
He ain't the only one.
Right. I mean, but the point is the fact that y'all don't understand that when you talk about, oh, Obama, we got a black president. Obama, we got a black president. He's beholden to these cats. Y'all think that he just came out the blue and he's just power to the people and he's up with hope, down with dope, and all that other stuff, and he ain't beholden to somebody?
Mm-mm.
How do you think he got there?
Come on. That's how he got there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Corporate interest. You don't get to that level unless you have international backing.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Unless you done prostituted yourself to somebody, and that's what he's doing. He just whored himself out in order to get into a position that he wanted, not because he wanted to help out the people, but he wanted it because of good on his resume. I don't believe that anybody gets into that seat because they really want to help the people because they have a heart for the people. I've never believed that, and I never will.
Well,
about the people.
Also, on top of that, I look at it like, I mean, you can put the hardest of the hard into the presidential seat of power, and just the pure bureaucracy. I mean, you're one person; you can't change nothing.
Right.
The last guy who tried to make major changes kind of got shot. Y'all may have heard of him. Yeah.
Pretty much.
He got shot dramatically. Did a couple movies about it.
Yeah.
They still haven't found out. I mean, we have the lone gunman theory and whatnot. But the point is, when you try to change stuff, they ain't trying to hear it. They're
right.
trying to give out bullets. And so for him, I mean, even if he does mean well, because I don't know, and at this point, it's kind of irrelevant whether he means well or not.
Yes.
The fact is, he can't do anything.
Right.
You know,
I agree with you. Yeah.
As we've seen 100, he's come out with policies and everybody's been against it.
That's
he said some stuff that was cool. I mean, universal health care is some beautiful shit. Everybody voted it down. Mitt Romney did the exact same thing, and it's put up as a model for how healthcare should be. You know, I mean,
I remember saying, what, close to a year ago, the same thing, that this president brings up the universal healthcare thing, and they're shooting it down, but let a Republican come along and try that, and they're going to go for it, because it's not a Democrat that's proposing the idea. Each party wants to take credit for it. This is not an original idea. They've attempted this a couple times now, and it never passes, or, you know, never comes to fruition, because each party keeps shooting it down, and because they don't want the other party to get the credit for it. So, again, it's never about the people. They don't care about us. They just want credit.
All right. And here's my argument that I've made to a few friends of mine, and I will believe this to the end of my days. I don't think that it's about they want credit. I just think that they don't want it to happen. I mean, universal health care, quality teachers in the classroom, they don't want none of that.
Yeah. You know what, and I never looked at it that way, but now that you mentioned that, I've seen another picture, and it's like when you see a picture of utopia, because the kids are being taught, teachers are getting paid, you know, the government is being ran smooth, the country is being ran smoothly, the citizens are happy, but that doesn't help the quote-unquote powers that be, you know what
right.
I mean, is you know, sick. We said so many times, sickness is, you know, means wealth to people in power and pharmaceutical companies and things like that. So they can't, you know, stuff their pockets and be billionaires 10 times over if everybody is happy. So
right. And that's the whole point. The fact that I have more riches than anyone else, and why would I want to share? I should be able to have 3 or 4 vacation homes as well as my industrial mansion.
And my gold toilets and my gold faucets and my marble floors and all of that, and your body is still going to turn to dust just like the poor man.
Well, I mean, but yeah, when your body does turn to dust, though, you will have lived it up while everybody else is waiting. Like, well, I'm going to get mine in heaven. Like, okay.
I don't think a lot. I don't know. You know, that's a cliche, like some people say, but I know a lot of people don't believe in getting it in heaven. They believe that you go get it here, and
well,
if you're supposed to have it. But
yeah,
fortunately
but,
for me, my hope is not caught up on materialistic
right, but,
things,
but,
you know.
But here's my thing. It's not about whether or not your hope is caught up. It's about the oppressor is winning. And on that note, for Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, the gallivanter, I am F the N word, and we're Smooth Drama, and we're out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.